When we first met Brenton Burson, he was catching kickoffs in the Panthers' walkthrough practices down in Spartanburg at Wofford College.
Here we go, bring it up, break it out on Piggy, let's go!
Those surroundings were very familiar. He'd been a standout wide receiver at Wofford and graduated back in May. But now training camp is finished, and the team has returned to Charlotte full-time. And Burson is resting a lot easier. He's back home living with his mother, sleeping in the bed he grew up in.
Yeah, it was awesome last night, being able to sleep in a bed bigger than a twin.
He says the whole experience has been a good one, even when he was the victim of some innocent rookie hazing. Some of the veteran players filled the inside of Burson's car with packing peanuts all the way up to the steering wheel. Then they wrapped the outside of the car in plastic wrap.
It was like 10 full trash bags full of packing peanuts. It took about 2 hours. I had to slowly open the doors and drain them out in the trash bags.
But he did earn a little nickname from one of the team's stars.
So I go to practice, and Steve Smith comes up to me, and he calls me the FedEx guy.
Yeah, the FedEx guy. As far as his chances of making the team, Burson says it's hard to tell, because the coaches aren't showing their cards at all. He only gets a few plays during practice to perform, so that makes each one really important.
I mean, you might be standing there at practice for an hour just watching, trying to get mental reps, and then the coach will call your name for one play, and you just got to be ready right when they call your name.
Last Saturday, Burson got a pretty large stage to show his stuff. The Panthers took on the Houston Texans in their first preseason game. Burson had grown up going to the games and cheering from the stands, but that night,
being able to be in the tunnel with the smoke coming out and the intro music, being able to run out there wearing the jersey it was like a dream come true.
Burson didn't get to play until there were 2 minutes left in the game. He was part of two plays, and no passes were thrown his way. He wasn't even touched by a defender. But he's keeping a positive outlook. He's wishing for another shot tonight when the Panthers will be taking on the Miami Dolphins at Bank of America Stadium. He hopes his performance is enough to survive the first big cut on August 27th. That's when the roster goes from over 90 to 75. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.